I don't have writer's block. Never have. Maybe it's because I am meticulous about planning. So, before I even set pen to paper, I've already figured out a whole number of key things. Take the book I'm working on at the moment. I'm 30,000 words in, but before I started, I already knew who the main characters would be, the central themes of the story, lust, guilt, shame, the issues to be addressed, colonialism, class, mental health, the general sweep of the action, what happens, time and place. Then I mapped everything out on flip chart paper. Who was born, when and where, the interrelationships of the different characters, the nature of those relationships, the critical incidents in the story and the dates of those incidents, the ramifications or consequences of those identified critical incidents. In the process, I figured out both what happens in a book and what the story is about, which are two different things. So now I know what happens, and this gives me action, who's involved, specific incidents with particular characters, time, when, time context, where, place context, how or why it happened, consequence, one thing leads to another, and this last one, which is really important, why it matters, which gives me meaning. The next challenge was about structure. I took my collection of critical incidents and arranged them in sequence, the best order for them to appear in the book to tell the story as outlined on the flip chart. This happens, and because this happens, that happened, which led to this other thing happening. This isn't necessarily the correct chronological order. Sometimes the story moves sideways, or you have flashbacks. The important thing is to keep the narrative flowing in a way that the reader can follow and become engaged with. Doing it slowly, like drip feed, building and building in the way I sequence events, because every story has a natural order. There are things the reader needs to know before they can get their head around the next thing. So order's crucial, like making a cup of tea. You wouldn't pour on the water before boiling the kettle. In thinking about all of this, the characters become real to me. They become authentic people. So even though I write a lot from my own experience of incidents that happened to me or in which I was somehow involved, the characters in my story are not me. They are separate from me. They are distinct people in their own right. Job done. Now when I settle down with pen in hand, because I write longhand, I have a clear sense of direction. I can let the magic happen. I can let the characters do their thing. And even though I will jiggle text around, splicing in new material, cutting, repositioning, adding characters and subplots, I still have my basic plan. And that is what I'm following. I don't have to wait for inspiration. I know what happens next and why, and how it contributes to the core themes of the story. I know how each chapter supplies another piece to the jigsaw of meaning I'm trying to create. So I'm never writing in a void. I'm never poised, wondering what to write about next. I'm never blocked. Everything I write and rewrite is focused and purposeful, and according to the plan. The problem is, I don't always make the time to write. But that's a different story.